From A Broader College Counseling, I'm Jacob Toh. Every few weeks, I try to bring out an episode on different English-taught university programs in Europe. The goal of this podcast is to discover affordable college degrees for students worldwide, and especially for students from the United States. Having gone to high school and university in the States, I wish that I could have known all the other possibilities out there before I applied for college during my senior year. For me back then, going to college in the States and paying that ridiculous amount of money was kind of the only option I had. With this podcast, I wish that I could at least change that narrative a little bit. So recently, I discovered so many amazing programs in Spain while helping a student applying for physiotherapy programs in Europe. During this process, one of the programs in Spain really stood out. It was an English-taught program offered by CEU San Pablo University in Madrid, Spain. Its blend of affordability and practical training made a really strong impression on both me and my student. It's definitely a program worth considering for anyone who's interested in studying physiotherapy. So today, I traveled all the way from Cologne, Germany, where I live, to Madrid, Spain, to visit CEU, San Pablo University, one of the most popular destinations for international students in Spain. And our guest today is Ivana. Hello, Ivana. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm so happy to travel to Madrid today to CEU, San Pablo University.
Yeah,
if
hello.
I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, totally right. Yeah. Hello, Jacob. It's so nice to have you here. And we are looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Yeah. So, Ivana, you are an international admission advisor here at CEU San Pablo University.
Yes. Exactly.
And let's just begin our conversation by introducing ourselves, maybe a little bit about yourself. A conversation. You told me you're from originally from Serbia.
Exactly. Yes. So, I'm from Serbia, from Belgrade. I have been living here for 13 years now. I studied languages, I studied philology in Belgrade, then I came here to do my master studies, and after finishing, I have been working as a teacher, as a English-Spanish teacher for some years, and then some years ago, I wanted to change, I needed a change, and that's when I started here in this international department in CEU San Pablo, and I'm very happy here. I like to work with international students. I like to be in this international department, and in general, it's CEU San Pablo, and it's the environment that I really, really like.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about CEU San Pablo University. Like maybe you and I guess what I know. I know it's a private university. You have around 8,000 students.
Exactly, more or less, even more, maybe 10,000 now in total. Yeah.
10,000, yeah.
Exactly, in total.
Okay.
All the students, yeah. So basically, our university, yes, it's a private university. It was funded in 1933, so more than 90 years of tradition, which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in Madrid, in Spain. Also important to say that because it's a great
beautiful city
advantage. Exactly,
it is.
And something to say, like the mission of the university, when it was founded, it was to provide education based on the principles of humanism, students to later act and improve the society, public life, and everything.
I remember when I looked for universities in Madrid, CEU, San Pablo University came out on the Google list.
It was
even number 5 or number 6. So as a private university, I think that's,
it's a great
impression. It's pretty good.
Really. It's a very, very well known university here in Spain, in general, in Madrid, especially. So people know about the university, it's like a big one, CEU San Pablo, when you say people know about it.
Yeah.
So, basically, we could stand out a lot of things, but I'm just going to speak about some of the points. Important, I think, to say here in this podcast is that we are really the university for international students. We have more than 30% of international students, and we are happy to receive international students. We like this this environment.
Okay.
More than 60 nationalities, so it's a really varied
diverse.
Exactly. Then, for example, important to say that we have more than 9,000 agreements with other universities for internships, for Erasmus programs. Then we offer scholarships. We have specific dual degrees. Very important to say, okay, because there are different dual degrees, but we have specific combination of of degrees. Then good annual prices also. Why not say that?
Yeah, let's maybe we can elaborate on that. The price. I think that's very important for students like in the United States to know how much it's gonna cost.
Exactly. So basically, I can tell you like from two, okay, because there are some differences for different degrees, but basically students always need to pay like the reservation. To book the place, then the enrollment fee, and let's say that annual prices can vary from, let's say, from 8,000 euros to 15,000-16,000 euros per year. There is one exception, I don't know, for example, for dentistry in English, maybe the price is a little bit higher because of the type of degree that it is. But more or less is like this. And this annual price also can be paid the full amount at once or in 9 monthly payments. So also an advantage they can choose. So and in general, important to point out also that like general costs in Madrid, Madrid is a capital city with really great quality of life. I have to say that. But still, the prices are really okay, and comparing to other European cities are lower. Except for maybe Portugal, that can be our competence, like, I don't know, Lisbon or something. Other capital cities are all more expensive than Madrid. So for students, it's really important to know.
How about a rent? How much does it cost?
For example, we were chatting about this yesterday. And for example, for a student who comes from abroad, including the residence and maybe monthly costs, more or less, okay, because this is personal, finally, because everyone has different idea of how to spend money. But like this general idea of how much they need per month, we could say that maybe 1,500 euros per month would be enough to cover, to pay the residence.
Everything.
Yes, without some other additional expenses, to say like that. Like for basic things, residence, food, and some extra expenses. Nothing exaggerated.
Like go to a bar with friends.
Exactly, that's included.
Okay.
1,500 euros per month, more or less.
That's really good.
So they can have this idea, general idea.
So like a shared flat, like a room will be like 400 to 500.
For example. Exactly. Well, let's say now maybe 500 to 600.
Okay.
More, I would say. If you want it to be more downtown.
Yeah.
No, it depends also on if you go a little bit further, for sure, you can find places for a little bit lower price, to say like this. And also, very common in Madrid to share. To share the flat, it's nothing strange or something. It's very, very common. Important to say that for students so that they have this option also apart from the residences, that there are many around our campuses that they can choose. We provide information. They can contact with them. Apart from that, they can always do this with a flat. They can always find there are websites. No, the typical that you can search, and all of us who came from other place, we all had this this moment of sharing. And it's okay.
That's very similar to Germany, I have to say, where I'm from.
Yeah.
So I live in Cologne, Germany, and it costs very I think 500 to 600 now for rents, and then
It's a smaller city.
It's a smaller city for sure. And it's you can't compare. I mean Cologne, I love Cologne, I love my city, but Madrid is beautiful and
it's another level.
Of course, the food is great, the drinks, the bars, so many things.
Lifestyle.
I know.
In Madrid, I think it's the best quality. People in Madrid also are really, really nice. Like in general, the atmosphere in the city is really good. The weather, also that we have to say.
It is great.
Weather is nice. Yes.
Can you, hypothetically, if you don't speak good Spanish, can you get along?
Spanish. Very well. Yeah.
You need to speak
it's
Spanish.
It's my other language. Yeah, sure.
No, me in general, like for students who come in here who don't speak Spanish. I even have Spanish accent when you speak English.
People tell me that. No, I don't like that. But people tell me that I have Spanish accent when I speak.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm not saying you speak very good English.
Thank you. Yeah, people told me that already.
So how is it like for students, international students coming here without having a really good Spanish skill?
Sure. Important. This is something that I can also say about the university and in general. Uh-huh. So when they come to study in our university, there are degrees that we offer full in English.
Yes.
So they don't need to know Spanish in the first moment. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, dentistry, physiotherapy, administration and business. And these are exactly the degrees that are one of the most popular in our university. So they don't need to know Spanish in the first moment. They need to know English, minimum B2 level for students who are not native English speakers. They need to know, obviously. Important to say, starting with the third year, usually they have internships or practical things to do. In that moment, they already need to know some Spanish, basically, because they are going to contact with Spanish people. But we offer courses. So during the first years, they can prepare themselves, know some Spanish, and then use it later. Regarding their life in general, apart from university, they wouldn't have a problem if they know English here. There are people who know more or less, but to understand, they can always manage. Okay, like, and also since Madrid is so there are so different, so many different people from different places, it's normal to hear different languages and not to speak Spanish. So totally okay
good
if
to
they
know.
Don't know.
Does the university offer Spanish courses for the students?
Yes. Once they are in, once they start to study with us, we offer free courses.
Free courses.
Spanish courses, exactly, for our students.
That is great. Yeah.
Exactly. Important to say.
Okay. That is, they're like even maybe on top of that, like study buddy programs, like Spanish students with... international students.
These are also programs that we offer. These are buddy programs, exactly, as you say, buddy program. This is our program in which we provide the opportunity for new students who enter to the first year, to have contact with older students who are maybe already in their third and fourth year.
I see.
They can do some activities together or, just have contact with each other so for that older students can introduce the younger ones to the system or to the clubs or to just help them with some things that they maybe don't feel comfortable in the first moment or things like that. So very useful. Also, there are also other clubs and sports that they can apply for. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very popular here also there. So they can have these extra activities during their studies. And actually it's very common. All of them are like in some clubs or doing some sports and important also maybe for students to know.
Yeah. And another question about CEU, San Pablo University specifically. I know you have two campuses.
Exactly.
Are they both in the city center? Or
no.
Okay.
So they are different. In the city center, we have this campus, which we are here now.
Yeah.
It's Moncloa campus. It's 15, 20 minutes, maybe walking or by transport from the city center.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have three faculties, economy, law, and humanities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other campus is more like typical campus that you can see in the United States. Okay. Like a big one. A little bit, maybe half an hour from the city center, but we also provide buses. We have buses who take students from different points of the city so they can use them to go there. And this is like a typical big campus. There we have a faculty of medicine, our polytechnic school, which is all type of engineering, also architecture. And these classes or these degrees are studied there.
Okay, and they're in Spanish, I assume, most programs.
depends on the degree.
Oh, really?
For example,
okay.
the degrees there you refer.
Mm-hmm.
Depends, because dentistry is studied there and it's fully
yes.
in English.
Okay, yeah.
Physiotherapy is fully in English.
Okay, yeah.
Then there are degrees that we have architecture also. They can study in English.
Really?
There are degrees that
okay.
are bilingual, like
okay.
pharmacy, for
okay.
example. But it's important to say that if the degree is bilingual, they need to have also B2 level of Spanish, obviously,
okay,
because
B2.
It's going to be more or less half-half.
Okay.
No, of studies in English and half in Spanish. Okay, so, this is like how we have our university in the city, you know? So one campus is more downtown and
yeah.
the other one is a little bit.
So you
kind
of have both, like city-styled
exactly.
university life and campus-styled.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
It's very interesting. I think although obviously they cannot choose, okay, depends on
yeah.
the degree that they are going to study. But I think it's interesting, for example, to speak with students from one and from another. Actually, obviously, there are some who prefer much more to be in this campus that is more like separated, to say like.
Oh,
this.
Really? Students
yeah.
like that? Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, because it's different. Maybe they are like a little city there.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a little, like a little
yeah.
town.
Yeah.
To be in the city center, it has other advantages, no? Because
yeah.
you are near, you can go everywhere, almost walking,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, but both, I think both options are very nice depending on the. On the personal
yeah.
you know, preferences
of, course,
of
yeah.
everyone. But I
okay.
think both options
yeah.
are good.
Okay, that's fascinating. Could I ask something more about like the Spanish universities? Are most universities in Spain more like they have a campus outside of the city, or are they more city oriented? Do you know in general how is it like?
I think there are both.
Both?
Types.
Okay.
Yeah. I think both, for example, right now, what I can remember, some public universities, one that I know this is really a big one, it has a campus outside Madrid, a little bit out.
Mm-hmm.
But really, in general, transport in Madrid is really, really good.
Yes,
also
yes.
a good point.
I realize that, yes.
You already realize it.
Yeah.
So even if it's a little bit far,
yeah.
there are also, apart from the metro, apart mm-hmm. from the subway, there are trains.
Yeah.
So you can maybe from the city center to the campus that is out of the city, you can arrive there in 15 minutes, 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah.
So finally, it's not that far.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Also, I know other big public university that is in the city center.
Yeah.
I think the same with other private universities. It depends. So
okay.
there is everything, a little bit of everything, I think. It's not strictly divided,
okay.
to
okay.
say.
Okay. That's. That's very helpful. And I think what I'm more, or I wouldn't say I'm more interested, but I think the admission process here in Spain is also very different from many other places.
Yeah.
Is there like a standard procedure for mm-hmm. students to apply if they're from other
sure.
countries?
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
We have the admission process that is quite simple to say
mm-hmm.
like that. So in general, like a general idea is students can do it, very important, can do it fully online.
Okay.
They don't need to be here until the classes start.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's free. Also important, until they are accepted
yes. yeah.
to the university, they don't need to pay any fees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the process is they need to register. There is
mm-hmm.
a link that we
mm-hmm.
can send
yeah.
Always to them. They register. Then they get like a username and a password
yeah.
so they can access our portal. There, they upload some documents.
Mm-hmm.
In the first step, they upload the documents that they have. They don't need to do translations or anything
okay.
in that moment.
Oh, okay.
And then they have an interview with one of the professors from
yeah.
the degree that
yeah.
they choose
mm-hmm.
in the language that they choose
yeah.
to study.
Okay.
If they choose bilingual degree,
yeah.
they do half-half.
Okay.
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 And after the interview, usually in a few days, we give them an answer if they are accepted to the university.
That is very nice.
That is very nice. Yeah. And
so,
yeah, because they don't spend time, no? Like
yeah.
waiting, that's what
yeah.
you want to say.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Usually, except for example, when maybe there are holidays or weekend
yeah.
or something,
yeah.
maybe it takes a little bit longer, but
yeah.
usually is quick.
Yeah.
Also important to say, the degree in medicine goes
mm-hmm.
a little bit different.
I mean,
in medicine,
reasonable.
They have
yeah.
specific exams on specific days.
Okay.
They can be done also online or presential. Yes.
Okay.
But this part is different because they have to do mandatory to do like exams of biology, chemistry. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's in Spanish fully. The
in Spanish
medicine
fully.
Is full in Spanish. Okay. We don't have the option in English. Important to say one more thing.
Of course.
After they, for international students, after they are accepted, let's say they are accepted, they pay the reservation fee, we have a specific department called hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
Also important to point out, because also we are, I think, unique for that, which is exclusively like made for international students.
Mm-hmm.
To help them with all the paperwork that they have to do, legalization, homologation of papers. Once they are here, we help them with their transport card, bank account, phone card. We provide that for them. So I think very important also, because we realize that depending on where they come from, students, maybe it's complicated for them to do all this stuff. On their own. So we provide, we support them with all these things. We accompany them. Like once they have the reservation, we contact them and we just guide them step by step what they need to do. Okay. We work with other organizations like lawyers and things, so they can have all the documents and everything okay to once they start, so they can stay legally here in Spain during the time that they need to be here.
Okay, that's
okay.
I think that's a great service that you offer.
Yeah. I think it's very, very helpful.
Yeah, for sure. And do you know, how was it for you? You mentioned you studied here in Spain for a master's degree.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes, a really good question, because I can compare this. The moment when I came here, I didn't do my master in this university. I didn't have the information. Okay, so I did it in a public one. And I come from a country that is non-European Union country.
I know,
So it was quite complicated for me. I don't want to enter in details, but it took time and some tears and suffering until the moment that I could get my card, because basically you don't have the information that is necessary. So maybe something that now students with us can do in 2 steps, I did in that moment in 10 steps, because every time, for example, I went to get a document or to do something, something was missing and I needed to do it again and again. So yeah, I can do this comparison, very well. I can say that these services are very, very necessary for international students, because in the moment when I was doing this, when I was coming here, it was quite complicated to obtain everything that I needed.
Same in other countries in Europe.
Right?
Yeah, it's
is the same
not
that easy. Then. Yeah, no, I imagine that it's like paperwork that everyone needs to do. Nothing strange there. But if you have this kind of support and help, it's really much easier. And,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah. And how was it like? Did you study in a public university for your master's degree?
Yeah, my master's studies were in a public one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was there for a year. I liked it a lot. But it's true, for example, obviously in public universities, groups are bigger, for example, for studying. This is something also that we always point out, but see you here because always the groups that are made, for example, when students have practical classes are maybe 8 or 10 students, which is really personalized teaching, you know. Yeah. In the public university, this is different. You are maybe 20 or 30 in the class. And But anyways, a great experience for me, like a thing, but different.
Could I ask, did you have to pay any tuition fee for public universities? Because you're not EU citizen?
Yes, in that moment, I also paid. But I really, right now, I could not tell you, this was 13 years ago. I'm not sure if the price was the same for Spanish students and international students, or this was a specific price for students coming from abroad. I'm not sure, but there was a fee, tuition fee that I needed to pay. Obviously, even being in a public university.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's probably less than CEU San Pablo, but it's still, you have to pay extra fee.
You have to pay.
It's not entirely for free.
Yeah, now it's exactly. Or, it's impossible, for example, to compare now, because 13 years ago, prices were different.
Of course.
Anyway, it's true, for public universities, prices are lower. This is the fact everywhere.
And they don't have many programs in English. That's what I realized, right?
Right. I wouldn't be able to tell you because I'm
I know.
At that moment, no, the
master
that I studied was full in Spanish, but it's because I wanted, right? Because I studied Spanish and it was okay for me. But obviously, the offer in English is much less. No, it's not common to say like this in public university.
Yeah.
This is the information that I have, but I'm not an expert on this.
Okay. I have two more questions.
Sure. Yeah, no worries.
Okay. So, first one is learning Spanish because it's so unique interviewing you because you're not, I mean, I'm sure your Spanish is pretty much like very native, but you still learn Spanish.
No,
you didn't grow up with Spanish.
No.
Right?
No, I studied in university. It's not mine.
How was it like?
I'm maybe like, I don't know if I'm the most, I'm the right person because I'm completely in love with Spain. I love Spanish language. Since I was a kid, I wanted to study Spanish.
Okay.
I always wanted to study languages because Serbia is a small country. And if you don't know languages, you cannot move around because not many people speak Serbian. So I was sure about that. But once I heard Spanish, I was totally amazed. And I was a kid, so I knew that this was something that I wanted to study.
Mm.
So for me, because I was so, so happy to study Spanish language, it was easy. For me, it was not difficult.
Okay.
And also because I come from a language that it's quite difficult. I think this also counts.
Mm.
Okay, Serbian is a difficult language. So for me, Spanish was easy to study.
Okay.
But I think this depends a lot on from what language you come. What language you come from.
Maybe your motivation as well.
And your motivation, obviously.
Okay.
This is like, so I want to say, for example, usually French student, since it's the same base, French and Spanish, shouldn't have a problem to study Spanish.
They shouldn't have a problem.
Shouldn't, like, for example, a German student, I imagine a little bit more, maybe.
They have accent. The German accent is very
and
strong.
The language is totally different. No, it's the different roots of the language.
Do you have American students here?
Yes.
Are there, because, you know, I grew up in the States.
Yeah.
How are do you see more students coming from the States, or is it like very steady, maybe?
No, right now, would say I'm here. I have been here for 2 years in CU. I think the number is growing, actually.
It's growing?
Yeah, because I think it's the question. I think for United States students, it's a really good option. No,
it's a great option.
It's like incredible. The thing is, I think to reach them. No, because I don't know if they know, if they have the information about it. I think this is the point, because once they do, I think they're going to be more every time. They are going to be more every time, no? How to say it? But right now, I think the number is growing. Like, for sure, every year there are more.
Are there Hispanic students? It's like Hispanic Americans. Like,
yeah, a lot American of students.
Really?
A lot. Of course, for them, it's very interesting also because for them it's the same language.
Yes.
No, so it's easy here in Spain, I want to say, although there are degrees in different languages, but a lot of students from Venezuela, Ecuador, Peru, also very common if we talk about Latin America, from other countries also, from Latin America, but maybe these three, four, Dominican Republic also, but it's common to have them here, United States, also Europe. A lot, France, very common. Yeah, a lot of countries. I'm going to forget some of them, but this is the most.
That's great. I think it's a great thing that you have so many international students also I love to study with international students, you know.
Completely agree. It's so enriching. Like, it gives you the perspective, no? Like, you meet people from other places, you get to know other cultures.
Like, in your age, it's great.
It's impressive. Like, it can only be good for you.
Of course.
You know, also you get to be open to other ideas or to other cultures, something that maybe until that moment you never had the opportunity to see or something. Yeah, it's really, really nice.
Hmm. Last question.
Sure.
Is what's going to happen after you have the degree from CEO Saint Pablo University for international students?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, how is it like here for international students? Is it easy to find a job? How's the job market looking?
So, sure. I can tell you about our students.
Yeah.
Right. Of course. We have a really high insertion employment rate. Once they finish, it's like around 95%. So
okay.
It's really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because during the studies, it's mandatory for our students to do internships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they already, and we actually have a department who is made for that, like they match the student with a company fits or things like that. And in many cases, if students do well during this time, they stay in the company. So a lot of times they already have the job, even maybe before they finish.
Yeah.
When they leave our university, like the employment rate is really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
So usually they don't have a problem to find a job. All our degrees are officially recognized, okay, and so also important, like the diploma is like from any other public university, you know, so they can, once they finish, they can start to work,
you know,
they can start working. It's not that they need something they can do, obviously a master or something, but it's not mandatory for them to start studying.
Okay.
So, I would say it's another advantage.
Okay.
Because we have so many agreements with so many companies, so students get in touch with them even before finishing.
Okay.
And this is what opens them the door to enter
to
these
companies.
Do
students tend to stay here in Spain? Do you know, or do they go back to their own countries?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are both cases,
okay,
right? Because also many times before they start, they ask, is the diploma recognized there or what? I think it depends on the case. I cannot tell you even the percentage because it's difficult to say that.
Of course, yeah.
But there are both cases. Some of them stay here to work, stay to do a master, or just go back to their countries and continue working.
Yeah.
No, but
I mean, you decided to stay here.
For sure. And I mean, I regret that. Maybe sometimes when I was doing the paperwork, when I was doing my cards, like my NIE card for foreign people, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't need that. No. But after that, really, never. No, no.
You love it so much here in Madrid. Give me how would you summarize it? Give me three reasons why do you want to live in Madrid? Like only three.
I can give you the first one.
Okay.
Which, things that I say, there are things that I just cannot explain. I can just tell you how I feel.
Yes, yes.
This is like, for me, the most important thing, and the first one is that in Madrid, I really never felt like a foreigner. Never, like from the day one. I mean, you are a foreigner, obviously. Okay, I was speaking very well Spanish. Like even when I came, I spoke Spanish, so I didn't have this problem. You know,
you're not like me right now.
No. But it's okay, even like that. I think like Spanish people are always going to try to help you. No, even if you stop them on the street and you tell them, "Okay, I need to go there," they take you and they tell you, "Okay, I'm going to take you," and they take you. You know, it's like so. For me, I think maybe this is the most important reason, because other reasons that are obvious, like that Madrid is a beautiful city with so many things that you can do every day, so many things that you can see. This is, I think, a fact. But the sensation that I never felt like, I don't know, that someone maybe looked at me as a strange one or as a foreigner, I never felt like this. I really felt like, I don't know, like at home. This is maybe my personal sensation. Not everyone has to feel like that, no?
Mm-hmm.
But this is why, in the first place, I always wanted to be here.
You just know.
I knew from the
beginning.
Yeah. That's
great. Good for you.
Yeah, that's good. But then, I tell you, like all these things that we mentioned a little bit, like...
Mm-hmm.
Madrid and maybe lifestyle, prices, all these things are something additional and great, right?
Yeah.
But maybe the most important one is that one.
Because you feel home here.
I feel at home because maybe you can have all this stuff, but then not feel comfortable or not feel, and then nothing matters. hate to say this, but if you feel good, if you feel as a part of the
city, I mean,
the community of the city, and you have these other things also additionally, I think it's a great combination.
Yes, of course. Wow, that's great to hear from you.
I'm
very happy for you.
Thank you.
That you found your home here in Madrid, and there's not many other better places to feel this way. I mean, I've been here a couple hours.
The first time
is so pretty, and it's so many things going on.
But you haven't been able to see a lot, right?
No, I haven't seen a lot.
But the sensation, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I think it's a great city. I'm looking forward to it for the next couple of days. Well, thank you so much for being here. So that's it for the episode. I'm Jacob Tong, and this is College Degrees in Europe. If you ever had a chance to visit Madrid or to take a look at CEU's and Pablo University, I would definitely recommend you to do that. And thank you for supporting me and listening to the podcast. Please check out my website, www.broader.eu. You can check all the other informations and all the other podcast episodes I have. So stay connected and be inspired.